crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Prevent advocating genocide, essential tips. Hate crime reports in Canada jumped 72% from 2020 to 2021. This shows we need to act now to stop genocide advocacy. In our world today, spreading such harmful ideas is a big risk. It requires everyone to be aware and take action. Understanding how to prevent genocide advocacy is key to fight these threats. Hate crimes often target religious minorities, 37%, and people with disabilities, 22%. Education and collective action are vital. Thanks to focused education and legal changes, reported hate incidents increased by 47% from 2019 to 2022 in Canada. Taking part in prevention efforts makes our society safer and more welcoming. These tips not only boost awareness and empathy, but also help stop hateful speech. Learning about and teaching others human rights builds a fairer future. Help prevent genocide advocacy today and create real change. Understanding the root causes of genocide. Genocide means the targeted killing of people from a specific group. This horror comes from deep issues within society. To stop it, we must understand why it happens. Definition and key concepts. Genocide happens when there is a plan to destroy a certain group. Conflicts about people's identities often lead to such terrible acts. It's not our differences, but the unfairness linked to them that causes trouble. Seeing and fixing these unfair situations is key. This is how we learn how to stop advocating genocide. Historical examples in Rwanda and Bosnia show us sad lessons. In these places, genocide was fueled by rights abuses and discrimination. The social and economic situations there made matters worse. These cases show how important it is to work on prevention. By doing this, we can lower the chance of such events happening again. Recognizing early warning signs. It's vital to notice signs that could lead to genocide. Issues like tense relations between groups, weak government structures, and illegal weapons increase the danger. Acting early can prevent tragedies. Good leadership and fair treatment of all people can help. Making sure everyone is treated as an equal part of the community is crucial. This proactive approach is key to stopping the support for genocide worldwide. Genocide prevention strategies. International mechanisms. Stopping genocide needs strong international systems. These include treaties, strict law enforcement, and working together globally. Knowing these parts shows how they fight genocide. Role of international treaties. International treaties are key in stopping genocide. They are agreements between countries to prevent and punish genocide acts. Genocide prevention through international treaties makes countries work together against such crimes. Impact of the Genocide Convention. The Genocide Convention was a big step in 1948 by the United Nations. It makes countries promise to stop and punish genocide. This shows the world agrees on fighting hard against genocide. Importance of the International Criminal Court, ICC. The ICC plays a big part in going after those who cause genocide. It works as a court that can judge such cases globally. The ICC helps scare off future crimes and gives justice to victims. The ICC follows the Rome Statute, letting it judge on genocide and other serious crimes. Making sure the ICC works well is vital in stopping genocide worldwide. It's key in the battle against letting crimes go unpunished. Creative actions and approaches to stop genocide. Combating genocide needs creative strategies and solid efforts. It's not just about what the government does. Grassroots movements and educational work also play a big part. Focusing on community efforts in genocide prevention lets people and groups make a big difference. They help stop terrible acts from growing worse. Mobilizing community efforts, international collaboration and coordination. Working together is crucial to stop and deal with genocide. The world's fight against it depends on countries, NGOs, and international groups getting along. Documents like the Genocide Convention show how important it is for everyone to work together. To make these efforts stronger, sharing resources, information, and diplomatic help is key. This way, countries can have a united strategy, making sure they are ready to act quickly and efficiently. Case studies. United Nations interventions. The United Nations, UN, has been central in trying to prevent genocide. UN interventions in genocide prevention cover different areas and crises, showing us the challenges in stopping these horrors. In Rwanda, the UN's efforts were not enough, leading to worldwide disapproval. Still, this failure taught important lessons for facing future crises. In Bosnia, the UN had mixed results. They helped with peace deals and aid, but not without facing big hurdles. These examples underline how important the UN and global teamwork are in fighting genocide. We need to stay ready and work together to confront these terrible acts quickly and powerfully. Conclusion. In the fight against genocide advocacy, everyone from local groups to worldwide organizations has a role. Knowing about past genocides, like the Holocaust and Rwandan massacre, helps us learn from history. It's also key to recognize the early signs of threat. Stopping genocide before it starts means using global tools, like the Genocide Convention and the International Criminal Court, ICC. The ICC plays a big role by making sure people who cause harm face consequences. Learning about these tools and working together as a community are important steps. To prevent genocide, we need constant education and systems that alert us to dangers quickly. Working together globally, as the United Nations does, is crucial. For more on stopping genocide, check out this detailed guide. Always being watchful and ready to take action helps fight against the horror of genocide. By staying aware and involved, we remind ourselves of the urgent need to prevent such crimes together. What are some essential tips to prevent advocating genocide? Key tips are promoting awareness and teaching sensitivity. It's about spotting and speaking against harmful talk. We also need to teach about human rights and encourage honest talks to fix false beliefs and lessen prejudice. What are the key concepts and definitions related to genocide? Genocide means acts aiming to wipe out, fully or partly, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. It's important to know the steps leading to genocide, like discrimination and dehumanization, all the way to mass killing. Can you provide historical examples of genocide and the lessons learned? The Rwandan genocide and the Srebrenica massacre in Bosnia are historical examples. We learned the importance of acting early, working together internationally, and having strong watch systems to stop things from getting worse. How can one recognize early warning signs of genocide? Warning signs include hate speech, dehumanizing propaganda, growing divides, armed groups, and past conflicts. Spotting these early can lead to actions to prevent genocide. What role do international treaties play in genocide prevention? Treaties like the Genocide Convention and the Rome Statute require countries to stop and punish genocide. They help by building international teamwork and holding people accountable. What is the impact of the Genocide Convention? The Genocide Convention was the first United Nations human rights treaty. It made genocide an international crime and pushed countries to stop and punish it. Why is the International Criminal Court important in preventing genocide? The ICC charges people for genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. It prevents future crimes by making guilty people accountable through court trials. How can community mobilization help stop genocide? Mobilizing a community can build unity, push for reporting warning signs, and start peace and justice movements. Strong communities can stand against harmful and dividing ideas. What role does dialogue and education play in combating genocide? Talking and learning increase understanding, tolerance, and respect among different people. This reduces bias and stops genocidal ideas from spreading. How can artistic and cultural interventions help prevent genocide? Art and culture raise awareness, aid in healing, and build empathy. They are powerful in teaching, making us think, and challenging harmful stories. What are key strategies to promote awareness and sensitivity in genocide prevention? Teaching about past genocides, learning to spot propaganda, and fostering empathy and respect for all are key strategies. How can dangerous rhetoric be spotted and countered? You can spot harmful talk by its divisive, dehumanizing, or provoking nature. Counter it by speaking against it, sharing true information, and encouraging open dialogue. What is the importance of human rights education in genocide prevention? Learning about rights helps people understand their own rights and the rights of others. This builds a culture of respect and protection from discrimination and violence. How does Canada address domestic hate speech to prevent genocide advocacy? Canada uses laws like the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Criminal Code to stop genocide advocacy and hate speech. What is Canada's legal framework for preventing genocide advocacy? Canada's approach includes the Criminal Code. It makes public hate speech that leads to violence against identified groups a crime. What role does law enforcement play in Canada to combat genocide advocacy? Law enforcement works with communities, watches activities, and responds to reports of hate speech and genocide advocacy. This helps protect those at risk. How does education play a transformative role in preventing genocide? Education builds critical thinking, empathy, and awareness of the evils of bias and hate. Teaching about human rights, historical genocides, and peace efforts can stop future horrors. What are early warning systems, and why are they important? Early warning systems watch for signs of conflict and possible genocide. They give info in time for action to stop genocide before it begins. They are key to preemptive steps. Can you provide case studies that illustrate the importance of early warning systems? The Rwandan genocide suffered from a lack of timely warnings, causing huge loss of life. On the other hand, Macedonia's crisis in 2001 was avoided by acting fast based on early warnings, thanks to international help. Why is international collaboration vital in combating genocide? Working together globally ensures joint actions, shared information, and resources combine to prevent and react to genocide threats. This makes efforts more effective. What are some examples of United Nations interventions in genocide cases? The UN's peacekeeping missions in Rwanda and Bosnia are examples. The late reaction in Rwanda taught us to respond stronger in later conflicts, like in Darfur.